Tracy on other roles, thanks for Paul. A 2-ton inverted ram tube press with angle guide retraction was shipped to the National Physical Laboratory in New Delhi, India. In the spring of this year, I started the design of this press in 1971 and changed this and that and the other it through the years in a continuing research and development effort of improving extra high pressure, high temperature equipment. Okay, I'm up to 3 purges.
Pages?
I passed 77, I passed 89. Okay. Up to 102 pages.
102 pages of your trip to India?
Yeah.
That must have been a pretty exciting trip.
Yeah.
Do you remember it at all?
Oh, it's all written down.
Well, that's good. So you won't forget.
Yeah.
We'll be there forever.
Yeah.
So besides India, where else did you go?
On our trips?
Yeah.
Well, most of this sea is building and selling high-pressure machines.
Okay. For different countries?
Yeah, different countries who want them, and even the U.S.
Okay.
And even other countries, and others within the U.S.
Do you ever remember going to China? Did you ever go to China?
What?
Did you ever go to China?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. We've been to China. Ida, Rose, and Tracy have been to China.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you eat a lot of rice?
No.
No rice?
No.
It's China.
Well, they knew that we might be a little fussier, so we made it not made of I gotta dig this book up. Tracy and I, Rose Hall, 1711 North Lambert Lane, Provo, Utah, 84601, USA. Page 1.
Start from the beginning.
The India trip was our most exciting trip. It had its ups and downs, but another thing that happened, see, England owned India.
Huh.
Yeah, England owned India.
England owned India.
And while we were there, the Englishman set the company free.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
So we heard that. There are funny things. India was, let's see if I can read some other things. Far East trip, October 18th. November 28th, 17, let's see, Anyway, this is a jewel.
Uh-huh. Got to put that in a safe place.
Golly, let's see how many pages we tear. We only used 102 pages.
Only 102? That's a lot of pages.
You have to remember that where Ida Rose goes on these things, I go. We both go.
Mm-hmm. You're a team.
Supposed to go to Russia to help install it. Apparently, I built a Russian a machine for the Russians.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, how can I? How can I keep this?
You can put it in a safe place.
Well, yeah, I told you that we went to China.
Uh-huh.
We went to Japan.
Wow. Did you go to Germany?
Germany didn't buy any of our machines. Most of our machines were sold within the U.S. But this Far East trip, boy, that was really a trip.
Did you ride an elephant?
Huh?
Did you get to ride an elephant?
What?
Did you ride on an elephant?
No.
No riding on elephants?
But I saw elephants.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just on the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Be careful not to make them mad or else they might stomp on you.
True. Let's see, somebody's written up here. Tracy and Ida Rose Hall, 1711 North Lambert Lane. Provo, Utah, 84601. Now we have to change that to 84604. So we'll leave it where it is. Leave it at 1. Page 1. What did I get? 102? Yeah. 102. Now, I don't know whether these things have certainly been saved down through the years.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other records. Let's see what I can read something up here. Diary, Far East Trip, October 18th, November 28th, 1975.
Wow, that was a long time ago. Did you leave any kids behind, or were they all grown up and out of the house by then?
Say that again.
Did you take any of your kids with you, or were they all grown up?
Never.
Never?
Just Ida Rose and Tracy.
Oh, that sounds like
fun. Everywhere we went. The team was Tracy and Ida Rose. And that's where we went.
Sounds like a good one. So while you were gone on these trips, did they ever throw wild parties while you were gone?
Oh no.
Oh no. Good no. Kids?
No. Just a little hard here to read. Far East trip, October 18th, 1975.
It's a long time ago, 30 years ago.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure where this book is. I hope it's saved in our stuff. I don't know that I can guarantee that. Tracy and Ida Rose Hall, 7011 North Lambert Lane, Provo, Utah, 84601 USA. Back then it was US 1. We would have written in our diaries everywhere we went, and we would write.
That's good.
If I could try to collect all these kinds of things, and all the notebooks, and all of the addresses, and all the rest of the stuff, take us a year to find out where we're at.
Yeah, you'd probably learn a lot about what you did when you were little, when you were younger.
Let me see if I can pull out any of my notebooks. Let me see. This is when, like, this great event happened, when I made diamonds.
Oh.
December 16th, 1954. This is our Zimbabwe one.
Okay. When you guys were missionaries?
It's pretty thick.
Yeah. How long were you in Zimbabwe?
18 months, a year and a half.
18 months. What'd you guys do there?
Huh?
What did you do in Zimbabwe?
Well, we tried to keep the local people doing what they're supposed to. Speaking of our people, I worried and wondered about them, was homesick for them, and silently prayed that they could survive.
Aww.
How about that? Here's a black woman, all dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
They like colorful clothes.
Yeah.
So, this is Tracy. This was... I'm not sure, the little lady in white.
Does it look like Ida Rose?
What?
Does it look like Ida Rose?
Yeah.
That's probably who it is then.
Huh?
That's probably who it is.
Yeah. I was never afraid of anything in Zimbabwe. I mean, there was another couple. Let's see, I've forgotten their name. Ralph and Ellen Wheelwright from Boise, Idaho.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. And they were in Zimbabwe. If you look in this car, the driving wheel is in the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, look, there are other countries do the same thing.
That's true. It's different.
Yeah. They tried to make an artificial heart.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I don't. I wasn't born yet.
Oh, okay. Salt Lake City. Former dentist last night underwent the world's first operation implant. Permanent artificial heart in a human being. After his heart has briefly stopped beating, the artificial heart made of polyethylene and aluminum was originally to have been planted in Dr. Barney Clark, 161. This picture is downtown Johannesburg is although I purchased the maximum insurance, zero deductible, on the car they were quite upset. I had to fill out a long form. That made me upset. The cost for the 2 weeks plus the round was Rand 40. They call them in rands.
Okay.
Yeah. In Africa, they call them rands.
Do you know how much one rand is compared to one U.S. dollar?
They tried to use... they didn't try to use... any other thing than USA currency.
Okay.
Oh, the pyrophyllite is an ingredient that you have to use in high pressure machines.
Okay. Did you find some of that in, was there some in Africa?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They took me to the, they took us to the pyrophyllite mines.
Huh.
All these things, you could read them and read them and read them and reflect on all this stuff that we've written.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Missionary expenses. We drove around Cape Town today to get acquainted with the city. We cut across the peninsula from, I can't pronounce it, Luzernburg or something like that. Our bay, the mountains, and flora and fauna were lovely.
You guys were in Zimbabwe. What did you do there? Did you teach people how to do things?
We tried to keep the church on the straight and narrow.
On the straight and narrow? Well, that's what a missionary does. I heard one time that you guys were teaching them how to quilt. Is that right?
Yes.
Good.
We taught them to quilt.
You did teach them to quilt.
Yes. We've even got... If you look on our bedspread...
Mm-hmm.
Ida Rose and I quilted that one.
I'm gonna go take a look.
We want one to bring home.
That's pretty. So the fabric and everything is from Africa.
Yeah.
Wow, that's neat.
Oh, always something going on in Zimbabwe. They blew up a pipeline.
Yikes.
Oh, in our missionary efforts, we would try and use our own people. So this is this is the card that we sent to people.
Oh.
The Book of Mormon is a very important part of our family's life. It is the foundation of our faith and collaboration of testimony with the Bible to the divinity and mission of Jesus Christ. There are many sound intellectually satisfying spirit which comes after sincere study and prayer. One of our favorite parts is the book of Nephi, especially chapter 17. That of the Jesus Christ after his resurrection to his people in the new world. You can know this for yourself most sincerely. The Niels family, Martin and Elizabeth, Greg family, Aaron and John, 10408 Bonnie Drive, Cupertino, California.
Hmm.
So we got, I was trying to get help.
you recruit your own children in the missionary effort. It's a good idea.
This book is getting pretty thick.
It was an important time.
They found out about me in Zimbabwe, and this is another family. Don't know which stem this was. Anyway, another family's trying to help us.
Oh, I know whose family that is. That's Ginger's family.
I'll bet you're right. Let's
yeah,
see.
I can see little Jonathan right there. Yeah, there's Ginger and Barry.
Dear friend, we understand that this book will be given to someone in South Africa who is seeking to know the truth about God and God's plan for his children. The family like this serve you as an introduction to the book. Great truth set forth in something all the Bible. When I was a Methodist, I was somewhat troubled by my minister's hesitation in advocating message of the New Testament. It describes Christ as a real person, also resurrected and is alive today. Perhaps his feelings were related to the uncertainties in the various transcriptions and interpretations in the Bible. Anyway, we're still getting help.
Good. We'll be right back.
Let's see. This building is as far south as you can go.
Where's that at?
This is Cape Town.
Cape Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One, there's a lighthouse up in the lighthouse. Mm-hmm.
So as far south as you can go before you go into the ocean or before you hit Antarctica? Far south as you can go in Africa?
About when they made the admission. Here's some more pictures. Ida Rose. Diamond scientist. Diamonds. Paid missionary, Dr. Tracy Hall. The Methodists are divided over infant baptism.
Oh.
They don't sprinkle them.
They don't sprinkle them?
Just sprinkle them.
That's all they do is sprinkle them?
Yeah, sprinkle a little water on the body. And they don't know quite whether doing that's the right thing to do. Because the babies are small. So. Mm-hmm.
So you don't really want to immerse them, do you? I don't.
leadership positions in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. 1983, Activities Committee, Word Choir, Sunday School teacher. 1981-1983, missionary with my wife, Ida Rose Langford Hall, in the countries of Zimbabwe, they formerly called it Rhodesia, and South Africa. 1916-1976, Bishop of Pleasant View, First Ward. Okay. Missionary Diaries, Zimbabwe and South Africa, Tracy and Ida Rose. We've been to faraway places.
Yes, you have.